Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
On the line with us, doing a brilliant job analyzing the games on NBC Sports Philadelphia, the brilliant coaching mind of Mr. Jim Lynham. Hi, Jimmy.
Morning, guys. What's going on?
Jimmy, what's it like after a loss like that? Tell us what it's like from a coach's perspective.
Well, I guess I'm more of a fan, Angelo, at this point.
But, right.
From a coach's perspective, literally you're sick. Queasy in the stomach, to be honest with you. When late at night, Sunday night, when it was all said and done, you knew you had a chance to put a stranglehold on this thing.
And
the fact that, plain and simple, I say it like it is, you blew it.
All right, Jimmy, let me start with Embiid, because when he's good, he's so good and he means so much to the team. But he has a lot of these dramas, these gastroenteritis, viruses, stuff like that. What's that like to have to coach where your best player is sometimes medically okay and sometimes not?
Yeah, obviously, it's no different, Angelo, and I mean this, for a coach than it is for the guy sitting in his living room. It's very, very frustrating. You run through a gamut of emotions like why can't I have a normal guy? There's a little and just pick somebody. LeBron James go through this. Does Kevin Durant go through this? That's the negative side of it. Just the positive side you have to look at. He's an incredible talent. He's a very, very young guy. Could he somehow, in terms of, lifestyle, diet, somehow limit these kinds of things? I mean, I'm not a doctor. I can't answer that question for you, but it is a big-time frustration.
But I got to tell you, you're voicing exactly the thoughts that a lot of fans had watching the game yesterday, Jim. Jim, let me move on to Kawhi Leonard for a second, because, look, you coached against some of the greatest players that ever played the game, Michael Jordan among them. What do you do when a guy's that good, Jim? What do you do?
You duck, Angelo. especially when you're in series, we lost when I had probably our best teams with Charles Barkley back to back to Michael Jordan, and those guys are like they commit themselves to the task. Really, at times, I'll say it like it is: you're powerless. I know people say, well, why don't you run the double? I got news for you. You can run the truck. that's how good they are. And that's how good Kawhi. It's been a bit enlightening for me as to how good he is. You got to put this guy literally on the top line with whoever else you think belongs there. This guy's a quiet assassin. And how about the way he does what he does? It's like he's going to the corner Wawa for coffee.
Well, that's what I want to know, the attitude, Jim. He's lethal, but in a quiet way. Like he is not swept up in the moment or the importance of the game. You can have all the talent in the world. Not every guy has that, right? You have to have that as well to be where he is as a player.
Yeah, he has that demeanor of, like some of the all-time greats. Say Larry Bird would be my example of a guy with that type of demeanor and talent, commensurate with Kawhi. They just go about their business in a way. It's almost like a form of disinterest, and that may help them do. I'm not saying it's disinterest.
Right.
It appears that way, to the observer. And I think I know what I'm watching, but this guy he's uncanny. He really is.
All right, so Jim, the closest I see to that in demeanor on the Sixers in this series is Jimmy Butler. Could you tell me what you're seeing for him, even in losing causes? It looks like he's putting it all out there.
Oh, no, you're right on, Angelo.
Yeah.
I think he does have a unique quality. This guy, you know, he was content to kind of like let this be Joel's team and, you know, fit in, you know, call me when you need me, fellas. But the amazing thing to me about him is when you need it, when he has to, like, all right, get, watch, boom, my time, move aside, and he can answer the bell. Not many people can do that. You know, the ones that do it consistently, fine. That's like their modus operandi. This guy could just kind of be on cruise control, and when he has to hit the gas, it's there.
Well, you know
what's really been sensational.
What's interesting to me, Jim, is that he's going to be a free agent, and Tobias Harris is going to be a free agent, and they have such different styles. And I'm wondering, would you gravitate toward Butler, even though he's got some baggage, because you're seeing what he's doing in big moments like you're seeing in this series?
Angelo, I'm going to answer that by saying I would lean in that direction. And I say it that way. I don't really know Jimmy Butler. You know, I watch him the way you do. But if I just want to tap my purse string,
yeah,
I'd like to be able to spend a lot of time with him. You know, like to watch him on a daily basis. I mean, you're only going to commit, you know, like $150 million or whatever it is. It's not a big decision or anything.
No.
But based on what I've seen, I think I've not watched him, obviously, over the years. He's a terrific player. If he's content and happy with the situation here, then I think there's no question that he's a keeper going forward.
All right. We're really having a hard time figuring out what to make of Ben Simmons. He's not like most other players we've ever seen, Jimmy. Give me your take on him and what he's showing in this series.
What he's showing in the series is that his half-court offensive game with respect to scoring the basketball is limited, I'll say. And teams, I think, take advantage of that.
So
that he's still an excellent player. He does a lot of other things. But when it comes to scoring the ball in the half court, you're playing 4.5 against 5.
Wow. So what do you do? Can he learn? Can he learn to shoot the ball?
Of course he can learn. Of course he can.
Right.
He has to commit himself in the off season. And, you know, there's an old phrase about, you know, turn the channel. And I mean this, he literally has to turn the channel. Right now, he is incapable of going out. He's not incapable of physically shooting a jump shot. Mentally, he's incapable of shooting a jump shot. He's got to mentally, and this doesn't like happen in the snap of a finger, he's got to mentally turn the channel. You know, like you're watching Frankenstein, and you go up and you turn the channel, and all of a sudden, la la la, Disney comes on. Yeah, mentally turn the channel. Start shooting jump shots.
I love that. Hey, Jim, he's got his brother helping him to shoot the ball. I guess
he should turn the channel too.
All right, so wait a minute. Get rid of the brother.
No.
No?
The two of them.
All right. Why does he want a brother? You can't pick a guy better than his brother to teach him how to shoot the ball?
The brother has a coaching background.
Okay, all right.
He's been a coach.
Okay. All right, Jimmy. Jimmy, let's talk about the coaching matchup. Who's got the advantage here, Brett Brown or Nick Nurse?
Well, I'm going to tell you what the advantage is. Nick Nurse has the advantage because he just won, you know, huge game on the road to regain home court advantage. This is a 3-game series now. The Sixers already won one game in Toronto. I think they're capable of winning another one. It's just such a downer. They have to mentally get over, you know, where they are this morning. You know, when you wake up and say, hey, as poorly as we played in the fourth quarter, we were one down with a minute to go.
It's true.
Had we gotten a stop, well, guess what? That ball was in Kawhi Leonard's hand.
Oh.
Your chance of getting a stop at that point in time, not real good against that guy.
Wow. All right, Jim, last thing. The whole city's waiting to hear your prediction on this. Who's going to win the series?
I said the Sixers in six, Ange.
Okay.
If they're going to do it, they have to win 2 out of 3. The chances of winning a 7-game on the road, I'm not going to lie. I never liked them, ever. Okay.
Right.
It's probably like less. I know it's less than 20%. It might be more like 15. So I think they have to win game 6 and then come back here off the momentum of that and win game 7. It's a little bit from the heart, but I'm going to say the Sixers.
Love it. Jim, can't thank you enough for doing this. I love your expertise on TV, and I really appreciate you coming on with us.
My pleasure, Angelo. Appreciate it, buddy.
The great Jim Lynham with some phenomenal insights, Al.
Duck.
He's okay with the brother. He's okay. He was okay with the brother.
Coach.
But he is leaning toward Butler, even though Butler is ultimately a la coach killer. Because Butler in down times might be a problem.
Oh, well, Butler.
But now, I'm in love with Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
I love him. He's my favorite Sixer.
Yeah,
he should understand
be.
This? Please understand this. My favorite Sixer is not Embiid, although he's obviously the most engaging, fun, talented man. But he drives me crazy.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.